Class 5, Subject Mathematics, Topic Fractions. What is a fraction? A fraction is a part of a whole and it represents one or more equal parts of a whole object. A fraction has a number of parts. If you take the fraction 3/4, that is 3 upon 4, the number above the line is called numerator, which is 3, and the number below the line is called denominator, which is 4. The line in between is known as fraction line or fraction bar. Numerator is number of equal parts we have taken, and denominator is the total number of equal parts an object is divided into. Let us now move on to the types of fractions. Proper fractions. In these fractions, the numerator is always less than the denominator. For example, 1 upon 2, 3 upon 4. Unit fraction. A fraction which has 1 as the numerator is a unit fraction. For example, 1 upon 3, 1 upon 4. Improper fractions. These are greater than 1, that is, the numerator is always greater than the denominator. For example, 5 upon 2, 7 upon 3. Like fractions. Fractions which have the same denominator are called like fractions. For example, 1 upon 5, 3 upon 5. Unlike fractions. Fractions which have different denominators are unlike fractions. For example, 4 upon 5, 3 upon 7. Next, we move on to equivalent fractions. So what are they? Equivalent fractions stand for the same fraction. Suppose you have cut an apple in 2 equal parts and ate only one part. On the other hand, your friend has cut an apple into 4 equal parts and she ate 2 parts. So, both of you ate half of the total equal parts of apples you had. Therefore, 1 upon 2 is equal to 2 upon 4, and thus we can say 1 upon 2 and 2 upon 4 are equivalent fractions. Now, we can write equivalent fractions in two ways. First, in higher terms. For this, we shall multiply both the numerator and denominator by the same number. So, 2 upon 4 and 4 upon 8 are equivalent fractions in higher terms as we have multiplied 2 upon 4, both the numerator and denominator by 2. Second, in lower terms. For this, we shall divide both the numerator and denominator by the same number. So, 12 upon 8 and 6 upon 4 are equivalent fractions as we have divided 12 upon 8, both numerator and denominator, by 2. Next, we shall learn to reduce the fractions to its lowest terms. A fraction is in its lowest terms when the numerator and denominator have no common factor except 1. Now, kindly go to page number 62 of your textbook. Here, the fractions 4 upon 8, 2 upon 4 and 1 upon 2 are all equivalent fractions, but 1 upon 2 is in its lowest terms. So, how do we do this? First, we keep dividing the numerator and denominator by one of their common factors greater than 1 till no further division is possible. Also, we can divide the numerator and denominator by their highest common factor or HCF.